Okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and call to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting for January 29th at 6:30 PM. And the first item is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, and we'll do a roll call. We'll start with Earl.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Laidlaw.
Blake Covington.
Brady Bernhardt, Comprehensive Planning.
Okay. We'll now move into our first public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this can be done at the chairperson's discretion. Would anyone like to do public comment in this period? All right, seeing none. Moving on to agenda item number 3, we have approval of the minutes of our January 15th, 2026 meeting. Do I hear any suggestions for changes or no? So do I have a motion for approval then?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, unanimously approved. Move on to agenda item number 4. Approval of the agenda for today's meeting, which is January 29th, 2026. We will be combining 1 and 2, and I'm assuming there's no deletions or holds or anything because there's nothing else on the agenda. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda.
All right, we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimously approved. Is there any information items? Okay, seeing none. We will move right into agenda item numbers 1 and 2, which we're going to take together. So I'm going to go ahead and read them both into the record. Agenda item number 1 is ZC250873 Atlas Crane Inc., which is a zone change to classify 2.49 acres from an RS20 residential single family 20 zone to an IL industrial light zone, generally located east of Nellis Boulevard and south of Cheyenne Avenue within Sunrise Manor. And then agenda item number 2 is WS250874 Atlas Crane Inc. Waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, eliminate buffering and screening, reduce access gate setback, increase parking, and waive full off-site improvements, and then a design review for the proposed office warehouse building within a proposed outdoor storage yard on a 4.87 acre in an IL industrial light zone within the Airport Amarons AE80 and APZ1 overlay, generally located east of Nellis Boulevard and south of Cheyenne Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? All right, come on up. If you have anything for us to see, you can put it here and we'll be able to see it there.
Okay.
If not, you can just state your name and...
Eric Larivier, L-A-R-I-V-I-E-R-E.
Okay.
I'm the owner and president of Atlas Crane.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about what it is you're asking
for?
So
we've owned the property for 13 years and have grown the business in that time. Been operating out of the old ranch house that's on the property now, and have really just outgrown it.
Okay.
And we want to see the whole area be improved, so we're excited about everything that's happening there. We think that would be a good addition, having a nice looking building there on Nellis with a 20-foot landscape buffer.
Okay.
The reason we're asking for a buffer on the northeast corner is they're in the process of evicting those current residents, and spoken to that owner, and I think as soon as that process is done, they're going to comply with the BE also.
Okay.
So that's the purpose of that waiver. And the waivers on the back that we're asking for mostly just waiting for the SID to come through, a small business trying to bring power and everything for the streetlights is, you know, not in our budget, so. Willing to participate in the SID and the landscape portion back there also, just waiting for that road work to get done. Be happy to put the landscaping in at that time.
Okay.
And it's, we're, you know, running our business there. We have 17 employees, operate a crane service. The outdoor storage isn't junk cars or, you know, junk items at all. It's construction materials for projects that we're waiting to deliver it out to the job and then put it up with the cranes.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do comment on either of these items? All right, seeing none. Board, on the first item, that's the zone change, there's staff recommendation for approval on that one. And then on the second one, it's kind of a mix.
Let's take them one by one.
I was gonna say, why don't we just go ahead and do. Okay, yeah, if you want to do a motion on that one.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, all in favor, say on number one. Aye. Unanimous on that one. Okay, now we'll move on to the second agenda item. So board, any questions on the second agenda item? Do you want to start, Earl?
Yeah, I kind of like the special improvement district. I agree with you, we should wait until that. That's my position, we should on the special improvement district and the ring lane part in the back. Just wait till that comes along and I'm happy with that. The other thing, but the planning department has some good ideas as far as safety is concerned on the other items.
Right.
On that. And then they also have a big problem with the heat island effect that Las Vegas has. And it's just only getting worse.
Right.
And some of the, there's a big article in the paper by a local landscaper. And he explained it recently and explained that, the removal of grass and turf has caused about 300,000 trees in the area. I don't know if you saw that article or not.
Yeah, with Norm Schilling.
Yeah, Norm, yeah.
Anyway, it's true, and landscaping can be done here if they request. I think you should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks, I went out there and looked at it, took pictures, and there's a nice grove of palm trees along Nellis, just south.
Right.
Of your, you know what I'm talking about. They look kind of, I don't know if you want to use palm trees, whatever you want to use, but the more trees we can get in town, I think the better.
Right. I think on the Nellis side, we have 20 feet, and then there's medium-sized trees.
Yeah.
I think every 20 feet or 15 feet.
Is, whatever's planning is recommending, I support.
And you didn't have, you didn't have no designs or no, where you would have your trees and what you plan on doing with your landscape?
I didn't bring it with me, I wasn't expecting this. But along Nellis, there's a 20-foot area easement in front of the building.
Is that it? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, if you can put it right there.
There you go.
Okay, there you go, now it gives you a better idea what you're planning.
Yeah, then it's easier for us to see.
So we do have trees all along Nellis and in the parking lot where we can. The back, of course, we're asking for a waiver here until
especially
the construction's all done.
Okay.
And then, you know, have this area here. There's a 20-foot NV Energy easement across our lot here. And then the rest would just be for parking our cranes and trucks and outside storage, okay. Which is our current use that we're doing it on right now.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Okay. I have another question.
You have any questions? Yeah. All right, so.
Motion to approve for staff recommendations. Is that, would you work with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve per.
There is some.
Staff is recommending some denials on there.
Yeah, I know the 50-foot setback on the gate they're worried about.
Right.
So that's fine. Just we'll give that 4 feet back in there.
Okay.
Okay.
And that, the other, you're just waiting.
Well, it's also the off-site improvements.
Right.
Right.
It was our understanding with the meeting that we had with Commissioner Kirkpatrick that they basically have to recommend.
Right.
Denial
if it doesn't
fit. It'll all kind of work out in the wash, so.
Okay.
Right, as you go through the next couple of stages and get more closer to the final product,
right.
You can work through some of those things, but the motion on the table right now is to just follow staff recommendation.
Great.
And then you can keep
which
working.
Which would be the approval for Staff recommendation at this particular point is?
It's approval of waivers, development standards 2 and 4.
Right.
And then denial of waivers, development standards 1, 3, 5, and the design review.
Right. And so that's what we're just going to recommend, and then
and then you can keep working on it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion to go with staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. So is there any general business? Seeing none. Then we'll move on to agenda item number 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board will be held. No vote may be taken on matters not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, the chairperson can do so, or we can do so by a vote. Any public comments? Yes. Good. As we say, without Al here.
I'm back.
Hi.
Yes. Rosemary Brobeck, B-R-O-B-E-C-K. I live at 1043 Side Hill.
Okay.
Way. I came the last time with the petition.
Yes.
We've created a monster.
Uh-oh.
The Hollywood Boulevard has gotten worse. You know, it's a nice wide street.
Yeah.
Nicely paved, straight lines. We have more traffic than ever. I can count up to 310 cars in 10 minutes, and that's both sides. Trucks have not stopped. I talked to the police, Sergeant Atwood at the substation, and I have been working on it.
Okay.
He went around to all the trucking companies and told them, there's no trucks on that road. There never were allowed. But yet we're getting more trucks.
Still more.
The truck signs are up there. We've had 3 accidents this month. The other night, 2 nights ago, it was in my backyard. Truck flew off the road,
hit
the telephone pole, and landed in my backyard.
Oh, oh my gosh.
We don't have a fence there, but we had, you know, rocks. Now, this was a young kid, and he had 3 passengers. I went out to see if I could help him. He ignored me, didn't want me anywhere around. He got out of the car, opened the back of the car, took things out, gave them to the 3 kids. They walked up the street.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the phone.
Alcohol and drugs.
Yeah. They got picked up by another car. Now, there's a law out that says if you see a police car on the side of the road with his lights on, a disabled vehicle, a tow truck, get into the outer lane and go slow. Not one car slowed down. That's how fast they go. So I don't know where we're going to be. I contacted the Federal Highway Administration down in D.C. I talked to them.
Okay.
He kiddingly said, we'll put in speed bumps. But there are other avenues for us. There are cameras that capture the speeders and automatically send out tickets. I don't know. I think this is, we need something. The whole city is plagued with speeders.
Have you been to the county commission?
No.
Okay, that might be where this is going to need to go. Because they would be the ones that could offer solutions, but it might end up having to go to the legislature.
Well, that part, but then there's also going to First Tuesday. Which
oh,
is,
I go to First Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you go to, yeah.
And First Tuesday is probably the best way, and maybe at some particular time, Metro can, although we're not supposed to have a back and forth about this, but maybe Metro can set up a couple of, you know, speed kind of thing and try to do those.
I have to tell you, it's very entertaining. all the neighbors.
I can tell you. Well, you know what? I can tell you that they do radar on Mount Hood, and boy, they
yes.
swoop up people on Mount Hood. Now,
yes.
They might not do it on Hollywood, they get you on Mount Hood.
There's no set schedule. They do it on if they have time left on their break.
Right.
My neighbor went over to them to thank two motorcycle cops. You know what he said to her? It's okay. I love doing this. We gave out so many tickets today.
They made a lot of money.
They probably made a lot of money.
It'll be more interesting to see what happens when the substation opens up.
Well, and not only
yeah.
that, when the road opens up and goes straight through to Stephanie.
That's going to be more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no slowing down. I talked to another neighbor, and he lives near the Bonanza and Hollywood light.
Mm-hmm.
He says, bro, you're not going to believe all the cars that go through the red lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I always...
Everybody's in a hurry.
Soon as when the green light comes on, I wait.
Yeah, I think traffic's just going to increase because I know, and I'll be guilty of it too. Not really guilty of it, it's just the faster route. Now, if I'm going toward North Las Vegas or Cary, I take Mount Hood all the way down to Cary now. Because Cary, there's no lights, there's no stops there, and the road has been repaved. It's not as bad as Owens. All those roads from Owens, Washington, going down those, people aren't taking those roads because they're horrific. They will tear up your car.
Yep.
And so now most people will go from one side, whether it be Hollywood or Mount Hood, and go all the way to Cary. And then you go down Cary until you get to Nellis.
Yep.
Because any other roads are
they're bad.
Bad around here.
And then you have the ones that want to come and do the wheelies. Yeah,
but see, this is also detrimental to us who live along Hollywood.
That live there,
there's,
I know.
There are many homes along that road. Yeah, yeah. The noise level. After 11 o'clock, we get the street racers.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning, we get the going through.
Definitely go to one of the county commission meetings.
Okay.
Because they've got the power to do more than we can do. But we appreciate you coming back and letting us know.
Well, I appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's William. This is Mrs.
I just wanted, I was getting ready to say that it just so happened last time I was here.
Yep.
She shared with me the petition. She shared with me the concerns, and I shared it with Metro as well as our Department of Traffic Safety.
Metro has been very cooperative.
Okay. Okay.
They're doing the best they can.
They tried to address it the best they could.
Yeah.
And I think as the substation gets built and you see more Metro officers coming up and down, whether they're going out for duty or coming in for duty,
that's all they have
to do is park a car.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Sometimes
with the lights going. With the light. Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, but thank you for letting us know. We appreciate you. Okay.
Next meeting?
Next meeting is February 12th, 2026, and we are adjourned.
Cool.